number two, South Island Tennessee. This is the true Sergeant Allen C. Gordon. Just to stitch the things together. And I love both of Doug Real. He's just what he is every day. And I appreciate him. His music will be a blessing, his song will be a blessing, his preaching will be a blessing. Love the service.
Amen. I told folks last night, it's a good time to come through with all the good food that we had last night. But I appreciate the opportunity of opening these songs. These are two new songs that I'm going to start off with. They're on my brand new, I'm talking brand new. They arrived at my house Wednesday. It's called How Great Thou Art, and I'm going to try to do that one too today. But these two songs here are on it, and I hope they'll be a blessing to you this morning.
This whole world, nothing of
minds then. Curled up in a stall, we'll think of that. We'll think of that. Those lions sure were mighty hungry, but God gave them all lockjaw. We'll think of that. We'll think of that. We'll think of that when you are doubting. Think of that when you appear. Think of that when you question His guidance and His care. Where would you be without Him if you did not have Him near? We'll think of that. We'll think of that. Think all that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went up the flue. We'll think of that. We'll think of that. But they discovered as they walked around that they were fireproof. Well, think of that. Well, think of that. Well, think of that when you are doubting. Think of that when you would fear. Think of that when you question His guidance and His care. Where would you be without Him if you did not have Him near? Well, think of that. Think of that when you would fear. Think of that when you would question His guidance and His care. Where would you be without Him if you did not have Him near? Well, think of that. 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 Just think of that.
Thank you.
when Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation, and take me home. Oh, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. There's so many reasons that I want to go to heaven. Well, Jesus, He's number one. I've heard all about that screen of gold and all the songs that will be sung. And I know that everything's gonna be perfect. That's waiting that land so fair. But sometimes I like to think about everything that won't be there. Backaches, some aches in that land. No connecting dots with an ink spot on my hand. Well, old me in black is the city, and old Wi-Fi's in my knee. Sometimes I like to think about everything won't be there. You'll never see me at my mansion, shovels and stone. Thank you.
First Peter chapter number 1 this morning. First Peter, the first chapter. And we'll read verses 18, chapter number 1, 18 down to verse number 25. What a privilege it is to be able to come here today, and I appreciate the opportunity to stand behind this pulpit and preach. Thank you for your pastor, and I agree with that. In October, I just had a wonderful time. I felt so right at home with Brother Wayne, and just like a brother, just traveling around and seeing things, and being with family, and I appreciate that. Don't you like being with family? Amen. Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Let's pray. Lord, I'm so thankful and grateful for the opportunity to come by here for this morning service. And Lord, I pray that you'll stir our hearts with your word. I'm not able to adequately proclaim what you have, Lord, but I hope you'll just speak through me. Help me to be a blessing and a mouthpiece for you today. Thank you for the privilege we have of singing and singing the great songs of the faith. And thank you for the fact that we can proclaim how great you are, because you are great and you are wonderful. And I pray that we'll appreciate that more often and more profoundly this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about you, but I'll never forget the day that I asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me. I was a 10-year-old boy. I'd been raised in church all of my life. But I realized that night that I needed Jesus just as much as the most wicked sinner in the community needed Jesus. I had to ask Jesus to come into my heart too. And being in a Christian home didn't save me. I realized I go to church Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and every revival meeting and every mission conference we had at church, all the activities that were there. Our family was a part of everything. And I realized all of that was not enough to get me to heaven. And it was a day when I asked the Lord to save me, a day that I will never regret. I have never regretted being saved. And not only that, but it's a day that I hope I never forget. I want to always remember that night when I asked the Lord to save me. It was a day that if you look back on the day that you got saved, you must realize there's some things in your life that changed your life. The day you got married, you that are married here, it changed your life, didn't it? 41 years ago, this July, I walked down the aisle, the middle aisle, like this church, and said, I do, to my precious bride over here. And that changed my life. When our first child was born, Kelly, who has been here, hasn't she, on business. When she was born, that changed my life. When God called me to preach told me that I was going to be preaching the gospel, that changed my life. But I have to go back further than that. The very first thing that ever changed my life was that night that I gave my heart to Jesus. Amen. And I got saved. And that changes a person's life. It was a day that brought real peace and forgiveness to a life that was filled with misery and despair. God gave us a new life. He says in the Word of God, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And I can't do that for you this morning, but I know somebody who can. Amen. He gave us a new desire. He gave us a new destiny. He gave us a new determination. I'm glad that heaven is not a reward for the righteous, but it is a gift for the guilty. Amen. Amen. One day God saved me and made heaven my new home. And this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Amen. And so I want to remember some things in my life. I want to remember what God has done for me. And that is my job as a child of God, to remember some things. I remember three ladies were discussing the travails of getting older. One of them said, "You know, sometimes I catch myself with a jar of mayonnaise in my hand while standing in front of the refrigerator, and I can't remember whether I need to put it away or start making a sandwich with it." And the second lady that lived there, she chimed in and she said, "Yes," he said, "sometimes I find myself on the landing of the stairs and I can't remember whether I was on my way up or on my way down." And the third one responded and said, "Well, ladies," she said, "I'm glad I don't have that problem." Knock on wood, and she wrapped her knuckles on the table, and then she said, "That must be the door. I'll go get it." I don't know. I'll tell you, I want to always remember what salvation is, don't you? I want to remember the day that I was lame and I could not get to heaven on my own, but one day God came down in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he died on an old rugged cross to save my soul. Amen. I want to remember that day when I could not do what I wanted to do on my own. I needed Jesus. I was lame. But then number two, I was loved. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world." And he said, "For God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I don't know about you, but I don't ever want to forget that when I was lame, he came and loved me. And when he loved me, he was able to, number three, lift me. He lifted me out of the fiery clay. I was sinking in sand, and God came and lifted me out of that miry clay and put my feet on the solid rock that one day I could go to heaven. I was lame. I was loved. And thank God, because I was loved, he lifted me out of the sin of this world. I'm glad. I don't ever want to forget that. I want to remember that unspeakable gift. That unspeakable gift that came from a heart of love. You realize we went from slaves of sin to the sons of God? We went from confusion to contentment. We went from the prison of Satan to the pleasures of the Savior. And we went from the wrath of God to the wonders of grace. And we went from a horrible pit to a heavenly place. Amen. God did that. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." I always want to remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
I want to always remember what God has done for me.
Yeah.
You know, God gave us a new desire when we got a new birth. And nobody had to teach us to go to church. We just desired to go to church, didn't we? Nobody had to teach us, you know, you need to read your Bible. Nobody had to give us a desire to read the Word of God. God did that. He gave us new desires to read the Bible and go to church and to pray and talk to the Lord. God does all that for us. That's why when you're out somewhere and somebody says, well, I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe that what you have is real and all that. Well, suppose I was to wrap myself around a piece of apple pie. And you come to me and you say, there is no such thing as apple pie. And you look at me and you say, you know, I don't believe in apple pie. And if there is an apple pie, it can't be any good. Well, the first thing I tell them is, you haven't had apple pie made by the folks at Emory Heights Baptist Church. That's right. And in spite of all of their arguments, guess what? I have the witness in me. I know that apple pie is real. I know it tastes good. I know it has a good flavor to it. And I know it will sustain me. And I'm glad I have it, amen. I don't care how much they argue that there is no apple pie. I have apple pie in me, and I know what it can do for you, amen. And so I'm glad this morning that I'm saved and I know that that I can remember what God has done for me. And then number two, and I'm running out of time this morning. We not only should we remember some things, but our job is to receive some things. We need to receive things like forgiveness.
Yeah.
How many people walk through life with an unforgiving spirit? Oh, I tell you, I'm glad one day God forgave me.
Yeah.
I'm glad He didn't look down on me and say, oh, you've done terrible things. I'm not going to forgive you. But God said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm glad for the forgiveness of God, aren't you? When we ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us, we basically look at God and say, God, I agree with you. My sin is wrong, and I look at my sin the way you look at my sin, and I want your forgiveness for it.
Yeah.
Well, what if somebody wrongs you? What if somebody spits in your eye or knocks you down? What do? You forgive them. You forgive them. You say, that's hard. Not if you're saved. You're a child of God. The sin would come from you retaliating and getting revenge on that person. That's not the Christian way to handle it. You look to God and you say, God, help me to forgive. The way you forgave me, help me to forgive. And so we need to receive some things. First of all, is forgiveness. But then secondly, we need to receive our future. How many of us worry at night? Oh, many people do. Many people lay there in bed and worry and worry and worry. And you know, it is a sin to worry. When you realize that God holds your future in the palm of His hand, and the providential hand of God can take care of you the way He has taken care of you all these years. The poet said, the worry cow could have lived till now if she'd only saved her breath. But she feared the hay wouldn't last all day, so she choked herself to death. You know anybody like that? Just like that worry cow? I'm telling you this morning, we need to receive our future and know that God is in control of what goes on in our life. Amen? And then we need to rejoice in some things. Have you ever wondered why so many people are not rejoicing these days? their face becomes long, their smile is gone, and the weariness of life has set in. Singing is done with a dead spirit. Choirs look like their mother-in-law's come to spend the summer with them. And they just look like their rejoicing has left the building. Well, I tell you, God has given us a reason to rejoice. And we ought to rejoice. Our eyes should be on Christ, not on circumstances. They should be on the person of Christ, not on the problems that we have in life. They need to be on the blessed rock of ages instead of the battle that's going on in life. We're struggling, and we need to rejoice in the presence of God. John 14, verse 16 says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." I want to rejoice in the presence of God. Then I want to rejoice in the purpose of God. God's purpose is to conform us to the image of his Son. One day, we are going to be like him. That's what the Bible says. One day, we will be with him. And I want to rejoice in the purpose of God. Oh, I tell you this morning, we've got a job to do. We've got to remember some things. We've got to receive some things. We've got to refuse some things. And then we need to rejoice in some things. I wonder this morning, I wonder today, if you've forgotten about his love for you. Have you forgotten that you were lame one day and you needed his help? And he came to me when we couldn't go to him. And he helped us when we couldn't help ourselves. And he loved us, and because of his love, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, and very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. Amen. Have you forgotten that God's love can lift you out of that problem you've got? Have you forgot that God is there to help you in the midnight hour when the rain seems to never stop in your life? When the clouds block the sun from coming into your heart and your life, and it seems like it's one cloudy day after another, after another, after another? Just remember some things. Remember that God loves you. And remember, he lifted you. He can lift you again. Amen. He loves you that much. He can lift you out of sin. He can lift you out of worry. He can lift you out of problems in life. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Amen. I'm glad we have somebody we can go to, aren't you? I love the Lord today. And I'm glad I was able to tell you a little bit about him this morning. I want your heads bowed and your eyes closed as we go to the Lord in prayer. And I want to trust that this message has stirred your heart to want to remember what God has done for you on Calvary. Maybe you're here today and you're lost. You've never been saved. You've never asked the Lord to come into your heart. This morning, you can. You can come to Jesus, and he'll save you. And he'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he'll give you a home in heaven. And when you die, you won't have to worry about where you're going. You know, because you're saved, you'll be going to heaven. You'll be going to heaven. Maybe you're here today, and you are saved, and you are a child of God. Well, I wonder today if this message has not stirred your heart to serve Jesus with a little more vigor, a little more determination. You've been encouraged to serve the Lord tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Lord Jesus, as we have this invitation now, I pray that you'll stir our hearts I pray that you'll motivate us to serve you with all we have. Thank you for letting me preach about you and sing about you. As we have this invitation, I pray that you'll fill this altar with those that you have moved, that you have stirred, that you have motivated to come to Jesus. We pray this in your lovely name. Amen.
I appreciate you really this paper, Pete. And the Lord said something to you today. If you obey him, if you step out, if you come to the Lord's word, God's speaking to your heart, please, please step out today. Maybe something in the message you spoke to your heart. Maybe you lost your joy and victory. Why don't you come, Mr. Joe? Would you come? Well, God, sing. Would you?
Just as I am without
Billy Cobb, Billy, give a word of thanks this morning.
Amen.